Chapter 8. A letter from my father, Mormon, written to me, Moroni, soon after my calling to the ministry. He wrote this to me: "My dear son, Moroni, I'm overjoyed that your Lord Jesus Christ has been mindful of you and called you to his ministry and to his holy work. I'm mindful of you always in my prayers, continually praying to God, the Father, in the name of his holy child Jesus, that he, through his infinite goodness and grace, will protect you through enduring faith in his name to the end. Now, my son, I'll speak to you about something that distresses me greatly. Indeed, it troubles me that you're seeing serious disagreements. If what I've heard is the truth, there have been arguments among you about baptizing your little children. Now, my son, I want you to work diligently to root out this blatant error from your people. This is why I've written this letter. As soon as I had learned about this from you, I asked the Lord about the matter. The Lord's word came to me by the power of the Holy Ghost, saying, 'Listen to the words of Christ, your Redeemer, your Lord and your God. I didn't enter the world to call the righteous to repentance, but sinners. The healthy don't need a physician, only those who are sick. Little children aren't sick, since they're incapable of committing sin. Therefore, Adam's curse is taken from them because of me, and it doesn't have any power over them. And the law of Moses has been ended by me.' This is what the Holy Ghost revealed as God's word to me. So, my dear son, I know it's solemn mockery before God for you to baptize little children. I tell you to teach the following: repentance and baptism for those who are accountable and capable of committing sin. Indeed, teach parents they must repent and be baptized and humble themselves like their little children, and they will all be saved with their little children. Their little children don't need repentance or baptism. Baptism is a sign of repentance in order to fulfill the commandments for the remission of sins. But little children are alive in Christ from the very foundation of creation. If it weren't so, God would be a biased God and a changeable God, and one who showed favoritism in his treatment of people. Indeed, how many little children have died without baptism? So, if little children couldn't be saved without baptism, they would have necessarily gone to an endless hell. I tell you, those who think little children need baptism are bitterly corrupted by sin, since they don't have faith, hope, or charity. If they were to die with these thoughts, they would certainly go down to hell. Indeed, it's awful wickedness to think God will save one child because of baptism, and another child will be punished because they haven't been baptized. Woe to those who corrupt and pervert the Lord's ways in this fashion, since they will perish unless they repent. I'm speaking boldly since I have authority from God. I'm not afraid of what people can do, since perfect love drives out all fear. And I'm filled with charity, which is everlasting love. Therefore, to me, all children are equal. I love little children with a perfect love, and they're all equal before God and take part in salvation. I know God isn't a biased God, nor a changeable being. On the contrary, he's unchangeable from all eternity to all eternity. Little children can't repent, so it's awful wickedness to deny them God's pure mercies. They're all alive in him because of his mercy. Those who say little children need baptism deny Christ's mercy and forgiveness and regard his atonement and the power of his redemption as worthless. Woe to such people! They're in danger of death, hell, and an endless torment. I'm speaking boldly. God has commanded me to do so. Listen and pay careful attention to these things, or they'll stand against you at Christ's judgment seat. All little children are alive in Christ, as well as all those who haven't had any law, since the power of redemption comes upon all those who don't have any law. Those who aren't condemned or under any condemnation can't repent, and baptism doesn't help them. But it's mockery in God's eyes, denying Christ's mercy and forgiveness and the power of His Holy Spirit, and it puts trust in dead works. My son, this thing shouldn't be, because repentance is for those who are under condemnation and the curse of a broken law. The beginning step following repentance is baptism, and baptism comes through faith in order to fulfill the commandments, and fulfilling the commandments brings remission of sins, and the remission of sins brings meekness and a humble heart. And because of meekness and a humble heart comes the presence and gift of the Holy Ghost. And this Comforter fills with hope and perfect love, and this love endures by being diligent in prayer until the end comes, when all the holy ones will live with God. My son, I'll write to you again if I don't return soon to battle the Lamanites. The pride of this nation, that is, the Nephites, has made their destruction certain unless they repent. Pray for them, my son, so that repentance can come to them. But I'm afraid the Spirit has stopped struggling with them. And in this part of the land, they're also attempting to put an end to all power and authority that comes from God, and they're denying the Holy Ghost. After rejecting such great knowledge, my son, they will soon be lost, fulfilling the prophecies spoken by the prophets, as well as the words of our Savior Himself. Goodbye, my son, until I write to you or meet you again. Amen.